Michelin Center.
The news at noon from Associated Press is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 29 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Perry High School in Perry, Iowa.
There is no further danger to the public. The community is safe.
Shots were fired at the school today. A source tells the AP the gunman is dead, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The AP's Nick Riccardi is in Perry.
Before school started at that 7:36 a.m., authorities say someone opened fire inside the school. There were multiple people injured, but police are not saying precisely how many.
Two gunshot victims were taken to a hospital in Des Moines. This was the first day back to school in Perry after the winter break. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for two suicide bombings targeting a ceremony for an Iranian general killed in a 2020 U.S. drone strike. At least 84 people were killed. A U.S. airstrike on the headquarters of an Iran-backed militia in central Baghdad killed the high-ranking militia commander. Police in New Jersey are hunting for the killer of a Muslim leader who was shot outside his mosque in Newark before morning prayers, offering cash to anyone who can help them make an arrest. Authorities say they have no evidence religious hate motivated the imam's killing. Computer keyboards are making room for an artificial intelligence chatbot button as Microsoft unveils its first major keyboard redesign in three decades. Starting this month, some new personal computers that run Microsoft's Windows 11 operating system will have a special co-pilot key that launches the software giant's AI chatbot. The Kia EV9 large electric SUV won the 2024 North American Utility of the Year Award, while the Toyota Prius Hybrid took the top car honors, and Ford's Super Duty pickup won the truck award. Britney Spears is shouting down rumors of a new album, vowing to never return to the music industry, but is still writing music just for other people. This is AP News. The U.S. is calling for urgent action by the U.N. against attacks by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak, and speak now.
Liu also told the U.N. Security Council,
"We also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea."
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chemas.
An armed unmanned surface vessel launched from Houthi-controlled Yemen got within a couple of miles of Navy and commercial vessels in the Red Sea before detonating. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hear these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes, and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Do you want one place where you can get all your signage needs taken care of along with getting trophies, promotional products, plaques, and awards? Then you need to stop at Greeley Signs and Graphics at 1209 Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley. They can take care of your banner, electronic sign, vinyl graphics, and electronic message center needs too. Fully insured and providing three generations of quality and customer satisfaction. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, Claire Bank, Prem Meats, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware Incorporated. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun possible, highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 20, and tomorrow mostly cloudy and milder with a high of 35. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 28, it's 29 degrees.
Do you really want a bachelor's degree but are unsure if you're ready? Start earning your bachelor's degree at Southwest Tech in Fenimore and then transfer to a four-year institution to complete your studies. The caring faculty and staff at Southwest Tech will guide you through transfer contacts, help you pick classes so your credits go with you, and keep the whole process on track. You can save thousands of dollars, take on much less debt, and graduate with the same degree for the career you want. There's still time to explore your options, apply, and become a student at Southwest Tech. Classes start Monday, January 15th. Apply online at swtc.edu/apply. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Good afternoon. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center City Council approved a petition for annexation of property on Highway 14 East, known as the Old Co-Tractor Lot. The petition was requested by the Richland Hospital and Clinic, the current owner of the property. TRHC had planned to build a new facility on the parcels. However, that project has been paused at this time. TRHC also intends to retain the 40-acre parcel to develop a new hospital and clinic facility at an unspecified time in the future, working with the City of Richland Center to establish utilities there in the meantime. The property was approved as commercial general. The Common Council agreed to pay annually to the Town of Richland an amount equal to the amount of property taxes the town levied on the annexed territory for the year 2023, $631, for a total of $3,155. The council also approved securing auditing services with Johnson & Block & Company for the year ending December 31, 2023. There will be one race in Richland County for the board seat to represent District 8. Incumbent Gary Manning is being challenged by Cheryl Dull. Incumbent Steve Caro, Marty Brewer, Richard McKee, Ken Renish, Ingrid Glassbrenner, David Turk, Chad Cosgrove, Bob Frank, Carrie Severson, Steve Williamson, Mark Cooey, Julie Fleming, and Daniel McGuire in Districts 1, 3, 5, 6, 10, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 21, respectively, will all appear on the ballot. Mary Miller in District 2 is running to maintain the seat she was appointed to following the resignation of Sean Murphy Lopez. Newcomers also include Sandra Kramer in District 4 and Michelle Harwick in District 11. Districts 7, 9, 12, and 20 remain open. The ballots for this spring's nonpartisan elections are set, and 10 current Dane County supervisors have decided not to run for re-election. Dane County supervisors serve two-year terms on the county board and are all up for re-election every even-numbered year in the spring. Of those 10 districts, 7 only have one candidate on the ballot, meaning those 10 new candidates are almost guaranteed to be sitting on the Dane County board by the end of this spring. Additionally, 20 current county supervisors are running for re-election unopposed and will almost certainly win another term. That means that 10 districts, or less than one-third, will see contested races this spring. Two districts have three people running in the race, meaning that there will be a primary election for those seats on February 20th. The rest of the seats have just two candidates and will appear on the ballot on April 2nd. Two consultants hired to analyze new state legislative boundary lines in Wisconsin after the state's high court tossed the current Republican-drawn maps will be paid up to $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Under the terms of the contracts made public today, each consultant will be paid an hourly rate of $450 up to $100,000 total. The state director of courts has the authority to exceed the maximum amount if she determines it's necessary. Last month, the court ruled that the current legislative maps are unconstitutional because many districts aren't contiguous. Wisconsin Democrats will see only one candidate's name on their presidential primary ballot. President Joe Biden will be the only Democrat in the April 2nd primary. Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota is an announced Democratic candidate, but Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler only proposed Biden's name at Tuesday's meeting of the state's Presidential Preference Selection Committee. Wickler noted in a statement that the state party has endorsed Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for re-election. The names, which can on the Republican side include former President Donald Trump, are now with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Candidates have until January 30th to confirm their ballot status or indicate that they don't intend to run. Rulings from a Dane County could mean fewer absentee ballots being rejected. Judge Ryan Nilsestoon ruled Tuesday that clerks cannot reject ballots lacking certain witness information such as zip codes or municipalities. The ruling stemmed from separate lawsuits by the League of Women Voters and youth voter activist group RISE. Nilsestoon agreed with RISE's argument that a witness address is complete if it provides enough information to reasonably discern where the witness may be communicated with. He rejected arguments for a more restrictive definition from the Elections Commission and Republican lawmakers, noting state statute doesn't explicitly define an address for absentee balloting. Bomb threats were made to numerous state capitals Wednesday, including in Wisconsin. The state capitol in Madison was one of many across the nation targeted in a mass bomb threat hoax Wednesday. There were reports of at least 23 state capitals receiving a generic email related to bomb threats. A Wisconsin Department of Administration spokesperson said additional measures were taken to ensure the safety of the Capitol and those working inside. State Capitol Police worked with law enforcement partners, including federal agencies. While some capitals were evacuated, there were no reports of any substantiated threats at any location. Voting is good for your health, according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes. ACP President Omar Attic.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care. We are looking at talking to patients about the importance of their voice in making sure that the national resources are allocated to where we have optimal health for everyone.
Studies link states with easy ballot access to better health incomes, but a survey done in 2022 ranks Wisconsin 47th in ease of voting. People in Wisconsin pay about 10% of their income in state and local taxes. That's one of the lowest rates ever. The Wisconsin Policy Forum notes state taxes have been dropping over the last 50 years. They've never exceeded 11% of personal income since the Policy Forum started keeping track in 1970. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grants awards since funding was made available in the 2015-17 state budget. Making simulations of child pornography with artificial intelligence may become a crime in Wisconsin. A legislative committee heard testimony yesterday on a bill. State Representative Calvin Callahan says AI images are created from real photos, and he says those kids are victims. The date has been set for a public memorial for former Wisconsin U.S. Senator Herb Kohl. The service will begin at noon, January 12th, at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. The arena is the home of the Milwaukee Bucks, the NBA team Kohl owned for nearly 30 years. When he bought the Bucks in 1985, Kohl promised that the team would never leave Milwaukee. After he sold the team in 2014, he held to that commitment by donating $100 million for the construction of the arena where his memorial service will be held. The service will be open to the public. Kohl died at the age of 88 last month following a brief illness. A well-known Wisconsin sausage maker will close one of its facilities. Johnsonville is closing its Meadowside plant in Sheboygan Falls by the end of this year. The move comes after Johnsonville's acquisition of its co-packer, Salm Partners. The company says it will transition some of its ready-to-eat production to a Salm facility in Denmark, Wisconsin, near Green Bay. The 390 employees at the Meadowside plant will have a position through at least the end of June, with a stay-on bonus being offered to employees who will remain with Johnsonville through the period. The Meadowside plant is one of three on Johnsonville's Sheboygan Falls campus. The Village Board in Plain will consider rezoning part of its industrial park to allow commercial businesses to set up shop. Its plan commission met last night and voted to change the zoning from industrial to commercial, paving the way for a proposed Dollar General to be built. During public comment, a local business owner spoke against the change, saying that the box store would hurt local businesses. The village president said that the board is trying to make its industrial park more commercial friendly. According to court documents filed in Indiana, the three people who allegedly kidnapped a child in Indiana, who were later arrested in Iowa County, had been in contact with the 11-year-old girl that was the subject of an Amber Alert in Indiana before taking her. The court documents say there were weeks of communication between the girl and two of the three people arrested before her disappearance on December 30th. The three people, all from South Dakota, face kidnapping charges in Indiana, which carries a maximum 6-year prison sentence. A nationwide arrest warrant has been issued for one of two men believed to be involved in a Barron County home invasion in December. The suspect was identified as Ryan Charpentier of Little Canada, Minnesota. The criminal complaint alleges the two men entered the home of a 70-year-old man, tied him up and pointed handguns at him and stole guns, cash, and jewelry from the home. The victim also claims the men used a taser or stun gun on his face during the robbery. The second suspect has not yet been identified. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall. So it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Find three amazing floors of deals at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Stop in to take advantage of great prices on anything and everything for your home. Let your inner sports fan out with their selection of big screen TVs and sofas. Plus, you can stay up to date as Krogan's carries the latest tech. Your handyman Cy will love the variety of tools they offer. And check out home decor, paint supplies, as well as more across three floors of deals. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
It's 29 cloudy degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Welcome January of 2024 and our third year headlining Richland Observer, 28 December 1967, page 4, Hala D. Peebles, age 60, dies, ending a long and active business and civic career. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. According to MPL.org, ID 8048, the long and prominent business career of Hala D. Peebles was ended last Thursday evening when he died in the Richland Hospital. For more than 30 years, Mr. Peebles had taken a very active and prominent role in the business life of this community. He had been involved in several enterprises through the course of his career here. He was first an early partner in the Shopping News. He owned Brother and Sister Shop in the early 1940s, became the chief clerk of the Richland County War, Price, and Rationing Board during World War II. He was the operator of the Shell Super Service Station in the late 40s and constructed the Park View Motel in the early 1950s. He served as the manager of Crosscup's department store in 1954. Mr. Peebles was probably best known, though, throughout Richland County and southwestern Wisconsin as the owner and manager of the radio station here, WRCO. He had purchased the station in January of 1955 and built it into a strong and clear voice of Richland County that was well respected and recognized throughout the state. In December of 1966, he sold the station and opened an office where he had engaged in the work of public relations. The program, Open Mic, that he initiated and personally broadcast weekly aired many timely and provocative subjects that gave important leadership to our community and its affairs. Mr. Peebles was an avid member of the Richland Center Chamber of Commerce and was their past president. He was also one of the early organizers of the Richland County Industrial Development Association. A native of Richland County, Mr. Peebles was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Peebles. He lived with his parents in Lone Rock during his boyhood days. He was a 1926 graduate of Richland Center High School. Soon after his high school days, he went to Canada to work. There, in the community of Asbestos, Quebec, he owned a garage in the early 1930s, and there in Asbestos, he met his wife, Miss Phyllis Clark of that city. He and Miss Clark were married on October 21, 1933. In November of that year, the couple moved back to Richland Center, where they made their home. Mr. Peebles is survived by his wife, a daughter, and one grandson. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering other newspapers in Richland County.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Aiky School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
For the past 3 decades, the Ithaca High School students have hosted the Passages Food Drive every Christmas season. Passages is a nonprofit facility in Richland County that helps women in domestic abuse situations. When this effort first began, the Ithaca High School senior class hosted the food drive, and over time, the Ithaca School Student Council took over duties of organizing the fundraiser. This year, the Ithaca Student Council paired up council members with elementary and middle school classes in the spirit of competition. The goal, in the end, a Pizza Hut party for the winning class. At the end of this year's drive, the fourth grade group, with their partners Kaylee Newkirk, Tristan Peterson, and Maggie Kirshner, won the contest by collecting 22 boxes of items. A grand total of 75 boxes were collected and donated to Passages just in time for Christmas. The Ithaca High School Student Council would like to thank everyone who participated in the annual drive. The Richland School District will hold a special school board meeting tonight at 6:30 in the high school IMC. Peter Leatherman of the Morris Leatherman Company will be joining the board meeting remotely to present the findings of a recent survey and how the public is likely to respond to voter questions. At the November 27th meeting, the board approved using the Morris Leatherman Company to conduct a public survey regarding the priorities of the district as it pertains to a possible referendum. At Monday's regularly scheduled meeting, there will be an agenda item to take action on a possible referendum. If an April referendum is sought, the administration will need to have Quarles and Brady draft the appropriate resolutions. These resolutions would need to be adopted at the January 22nd board meeting to meet the appropriate deadlines. General discussion will be had tonight, although no action will be taken at tonight's meeting. Vernon County is seeking residents interested in serving on the newly formed Planning Committee. Members will serve 2-year terms and will be responsible for facilitating the public participation plan as part of the comprehensive plan process. The committee will develop the county's comprehensive plan and make a recommendation for approval to the county board. The committee will recommend amendments to the comprehensive plan as necessary. The committee will be composed of 4 county board supervisors and 3 community members appointed by the county board chair. Interested residents should send a letter of interest to County Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at cassandra.hannon@vernoncounty.org or by mail to 400 Courthouse Square, Suite 108, Viroqua, 54665. Letters of interest should be submitted no later than January 19th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to celebrate the outdoors this winter at any of the several candlelight events happening across Wisconsin. These events kick off Saturday and are scheduled at different locations through March. These free to low-cost events typically begin around sunset and offer a variety of ways to enjoy the winter scenery after dark, including hiking, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing. Many will include activities such as bonfires, hot chocolate, cider, and other refreshments available for sale or by donation, and some will have open warming shelters. Those who would like to participate by hiking and snowshoeing do not need to have any experience. These events offer no commitment opportunities for first-timers and can help build connections with other outdoor enthusiasts, those you can learn from during the time of year when many people stay indoors. Although the amount of gear needed varies, warm clothing with layers is recommended for all events. Trekking poles are optional. A headlamp or flashlight is recommended. Some properties may have other equipment, such as snowshoes or an outdoor track chair. available to check out. Contact the property to see what is available and to make reservations. Most properties will require a 2024 Wisconsin State Park admission fee and/or a state trail pass unless otherwise noted. A state park daily admission pass may be available to check out at participating libraries. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Dan Slaney of Richland Center on ticket number 129. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center, specializing in manufacturing of all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal of BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you're a small business, large business, or anywhere in between, BL Signs will help you with all of your signage needs. Call BL Signs at 647-0149.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
It's 29 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today is Thursday, January 4th. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Stoddard. Burial with military honors will follow at the Stoddard Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. A celebration of life will also be held Sunday at 1 at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sleege and the Woodbrook Veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidt Woodland Hills. John Woolley is survived by four children, Lyndon Brian Gosrud of Lake Villa, Illinois, Martin Woolley of Apache Junction, Arizona, Kevin and Nancy Woolley of Lakeland, Florida, and Sandra and Brian Jewell of Richland Center. 11 grandchildren, a step-grandchild, 14 great-grandchildren, 2 step-great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and many relatives and friends. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua. Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at Turbo's in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Avis Spencer is survived by sisters-in-law, Shirley Spencer and Kathy Spencer of Richland Center, Mary Spencer of Reedsburg, and June Spencer of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-nieces and nephews, cousins, and friends. Avis M. Spencer, 73, of Richland Center. Janet M. Davis, 86, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. No formal funeral services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Janet Davis is survived by nieces and nephews, Julie and Jim Teach, Steve and Lori Beatty, Nancy Peterson, Terry Deckert and Bill Jr., Eddie, Joyce, and Debbie Beatty. Other relatives and friends. Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center.
Claire Bank of Southwest Wisconsin is there when you need help. Talk to a friendly loan officer at a Claire Bank near you. Online banking available too. Stop in or visit clairebank.com. Claire Bank has locations in Muscadet, Boscobel, Fenimore, Montford, Keeler, Shellsburg, Bloomington, and Platteville to serve you better. We Can Do That is more than just a slogan. It's the way business is done at Claire Bank of Southwest Wisconsin. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good Thursday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at somewhat of a warming trend here the next couple of days. Temperatures should be about 5 degrees warmer tomorrow through the weekend. Pretty quiet conditions out there now, just a couple of scattered flurries basically north of our region up through central and northern Wisconsin, parts of Minnesota. Those will fade away. Now tomorrow there's going to be a new area of snow pressing out of the Dakotas into central and northern Minnesota with a weather system. That'll push across a northern third of Wisconsin Friday night with a good inch or two of snow. Meanwhile, around here, we should be fairly dry. There could be a separate area of light snow showers tracking from Illinois up into southeast Wisconsin Friday night into Saturday morning. We might get a dusting around here Saturday evening or nights as a tail end of that front in Minnesota moves through. Otherwise, early next week, it still looks like a powerful storm will track off to the south and southeast of our region. Current data would bring the heaviest snow from that up through Illinois, parts of Indiana and lower Michigan, maybe clipping southeast Wisconsin with several inches. We'll certainly keep an eye on the situation in case it backs up to the northwest a bit. Otherwise, it will turn cooler later next week with some more snow chances as well. For the rest of today, mostly cloudy to a few sun peaks, high temperature close to 30. West wind around 5. Partly or mostly cloudy tonight, low near 20. Tomorrow mostly cloudy and milder with highs in the mid-30s. The wind southwest between 5 and 10. Friday night cloudy, low 24. Saturday cloudy with flurries possible during the day and perhaps some steadier light snow later at night, high in the mid-30s. On Sunday cloudy, then some peaks of sunshine in the afternoon, low 24, high 35. Monday mostly cloudy, high temperature 33, a good chance of light snow Monday night. And Tuesday cloudy and breezy, good chance of light snow with small accumulations, high 33. Wednesday partly sunny, high 29. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 29 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 36, our low this morning was 28. Our high so far today was at 12 a.m. when it was 31 degrees. The record high for this date set in 1880 is 53. The record low 26 below was set in 1964. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 31. Sunset today will be at 4:39, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, we have south to southeast winds at 1 mile per hour. The barometer is at 30.30 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 29 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
U.S. soybeans are an export success story, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Roughly half of the annual U.S. soybean crop is exported. Lovington, Illinois farmer Stan Bourne is chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
We talk a lot about the nutrition components of U.S. soy. It's a little bit different than other sources of origin relative to amino acids and energy levels. So it makes better feed, basically. It makes better oil because of some of the characteristics of the refining. But we also talk about our ability to deliver. And sustainability is a big issue for us in many, many markets.
Bourne says China is the biggest foreign buyer of U.S. soybeans.
China is the world's largest consumer of soybeans. They import about 108 million metric tons. That's like nearly a third of the world's production. So they are the gorilla in the room.
Will that gorilla continue to buy U.S. soy? Bourne thinks so.
The relationship, of course, you know, has been a bit strained between our two countries, which I think is natural whenever you have two superpowers like that. There's going to be things where we compete, where we disagree on. But in the case of agriculture, and particularly in soybeans, that's not one of those areas.
Bourne says he believes the global demand for protein will continue to grow in the years ahead, and U.S. soybean growers will be stepping up to meet that demand. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Walsh's Ace is your LED lighting headquarters. LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work and increased road safety. LED lighting is more effective for school learning and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in all buildings, and on the street. Walsh's Ace can answer all your questions and help you with all your needs for LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
2024 has new tax guidelines to pay attention to. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Connected Energy, the Clean Fuels Conference, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. A tax expert says farmers will need to pay attention to changes in depreciation limits that were just enacted. Eric Gullixrud with Compeer Financial tells Brownfield the Section 179 limits are up to $1,220,000, but start to phase out at $3,050,000. And it's not hard for farmers to hit that limit.
If I hit that $300,000 used combine I trade in and go for a $600,000 combine, I hit the $300,000 as a new asset, being that we can't do that like-kind exchange anymore, we actually get to show the new asset at that $600,000. However, the old asset we traded in, we have a sale of $300,000.
And he says with big ticket items like a new tractor or combine, it doesn't take long to go over the limit. So leasing some equipment might help farms get the most of the deduction. Gullixrud says bonus depreciation is now at 60% for 2024 on new and used assets, and that can help reduce taxable income. An agronomist says spring soil testing can help producers set realistic yield goals for the upcoming growing season. Stephanie Zelenko with AgroLiquid says it allows farmers to take inventory of what nutrients are available in their soils.
Getting that good baseline of what your soil has, and also the inventory of field potential based on environment, so moisture, soil conditions.
She tells Brownfield growers can work with an agronomist to enhance their fertility programs. Zelenko says micronutrients can help some producers achieve a better return on investment in the long run. African swine fever prevention and detection continues to be a focus for the U.S. pork industry. Dr. Paul Sundberg with the Swine Health Information Center says tremendous progress has been made since ASF was first detected in China several years ago.
In planning, in coordination, both on the state and the federal levels, as well as with industries and markets, with the pork producers and markets, the veterinarians, everybody has been working on coordination and planning.
He tells Brownfield the level of preparedness is unprecedented.
We're at a state now with African swine fever that in my career, we've never been at this level of prevention, response, recovery that we've been with any other foreign animal disease.
Since 2021, USDA and the Customs and Border Protection staff have stepped up their partnership to help stop unauthorized imports of pork and pork products. Dr. Sundberg just retired this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Another quiet start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet early in the day following Wednesday's very light round of business. Deals in the north yesterday were at mostly $275, which is $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. There were some deals marked at $278, which is $5 higher than the previous week's business. The south was quiet. Asking prices are around $175 plus live in the south and $276 plus dressed in the north. Look for more business to develop before the end of the week. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.06 at $276.97. Select was $1.37 higher at $260.22. At the Windsor Livestock Auction in Missouri, there was a moderate offering of quality feeders. Feeder steers and heifers were $10 to $15 higher. Throughout the sale, vaccinated and long-weaned cattle were in high demand. Medium and large on feed are steers, 502 to 542 pounds, brought $285 to $321. Feeder steer, 700 to 744 pounds, brought $229 to $246. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 706 to 730 pounds, brought $222.35 to $232. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with solid negotiated purchases. While there have been a couple of days of decent business, overall the cash hog market continues to struggle. There are a couple of factors coming into play. Hog weights are up again, and supplies of market-ready hogs are ample. Both provide plentiful amounts of pork, allowing processors to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork has remained strong on the global market. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.34 with a weighted average of $45.54. The Iowa Minnesota was a penny higher with a weighted average of $45.68. And the Western Corn Belt was down a dime with a weighted average of $45.52. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa at $44. Prices are also steady in Red Oak, Iowa at $34. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.15 at $84.93. Picnics and bellies were both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybean and cattle futures are lower, corn's mixed, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower. Forecasts have more rain in dry parts of Brazil into mid-month, boosting production potential for later planted beans. Conditions in Argentina, generally favorable. March beans are down 10.5 at 1266 and a half. May's 9.25 lower at 1275 and three quarters. March bean meal's down $3.30 at $3.77.10. March soybean oil 63 lower at $47.97. Corn's very narrowly mixed. Watching that weather in South America ahead of updated projections next week from USDA and CONAB. Export demand has picked up with U.S. corn prices the best value into spring. USDA's weekly sales numbers are out tomorrow morning. March corn's a 1.25 higher at 466 and a half. May's up three quarters at 478 and three quarters. And wheat supported by short covering and technical buying. Winter wheat conditions in the southern plains have improved with more precipitation on the way for parts of the region. With the dollar index down, March Chicago wheat's up 11.25 at 611.5. March Kansas City's 4.25 higher at 625 and three quarters. March Minneapolis wheat's up 3.25 at 711 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are down on technical selling and the recent lackluster trade in wholesale beef mixed at midday today. February live's down 67 at 171.17 and April's 50 lower at 174.30. March feeders are down $1.27 at 225.75. And hogs are up on oversold signals and the sharply higher midday move in pork. Cash business is mixed, mostly steady to firm. February's up 345 at 68.75. April lands up 222 at 74.42. The dollar's weak, crude oil's lower, the Dow's up. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC is a full-line Gia Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center at 608-549-6490.
Koji, a next-level umami flavor. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The amino acids, fatty acids, and simple sugars that are released by the action of koji add flavor, depth, and potentially even some health benefits to your food. Doug Resch, the Director of Commercial Marketing for Tea Hasegawa U.S., says it's a flavor his organization is watching in 2024.
Which is coming from Japan. It's very similar to umami. It's got a really umami-rich flavor profile, and it's a fermented product that enhances taste experiences. So you can use that on steaks. You can use it in plant-based meat analogs and a variety of fermented products. And really, it's aimed to captivate consumers with this bold and savory flavor profile, this next level of umami flavor that's desired by consumers.
Koji is cooked rice that has been inoculated with a fermentation culture. Koji is also at the base of popular Japanese items like mirin, sake, soy sauce, miso, and rice vinegar. One of the reasons it's said to provide health benefits is that the fermentation using koji to create miso is also known to increase the levels of isoflavones, which are compounds that are said to be effective in the prevention of cancer. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Nominations are still being sought for this year's Making a Difference Awards. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet held this year Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Nominations are being sought for Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, the Emergency Responder Award, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero, Up and Coming Youth Award as well. Nominations are easy. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com. You can also drop off information at 1313 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Nominations are due January 5th at 5 p.m. Now is the time to nominate the people who are making a difference in Richland County. Hey, rock and rollers, Phil Nee here, host of Those Were the Days. We love to hear from you each Saturday.
I want the number to that person that called yesterday with that garage for sale.
Okay, just a second here. Yep, here it is. No, no, sir, that was a garage sale.
Yeah, that's what I said, a garage for sale. I want to know if that garage got windows and how big the door is and if I got a take it apart.
I hope you'll join us for those for the day. Saturday night, we'll be featuring some garage rock, some great tunes from the 1960s, and all of your requests from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on Those Were the Days. Sponsored in part by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema Twins, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Turbos in Hub City, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Jay's Power Center, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Inspired Innovation Salon. Join us Saturday night between 6 and midnight for classic rock and roll radio on WRCO.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jody Kirk's kids go to Perry High School in Perry, Iowa.
I moved here 7 years ago, and I really never thought that Perry would have an issue like this.
She says her